Excel Traffic Center.
A terrific Memorial Day weekend ahead. Mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the low to mid 80s.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 6 o'clock. Today is Friday, May 24th. This is Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Scott Seeger.
And again this afternoon for Maria Chaleos, I'm Tim Hughes. Still some sunshine to be found out there, 75 degrees.
Lingering delays at the south end of the valley. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top story this hour, search warrants have been obtained exclusively by KSL and the Deseret News, and they reveal new details about the important steps in the search for missing mother Susan Cox Powell. Unlike earlier versions released by police, these are not redacted. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the latest.
Well, these documents, Scott, were basically from requests for wiretaps to intercept communications between Josh Powell and his father, Stephen. However, they did not request to intercept communications between Josh and his brother, Michael Powell. We now know that those two brothers were in communication with each other, possibly about details in the case. In the newly released affidavit for wiretaps, investigators say Josh Powell didn't ask about what cops were doing to find his wife during the first 36 hours of her disappearance. And the affidavit also says a snowstorm made it possible so that they could tell no one left the Powell home while Josh Powell claimed he took his sons camping. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
He could not speak candidly before, but now that an accused cop killer has hanged himself, Weber County's attorney is holding nothing back. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports.
D. Smith recounted Officer Jared Frankham's last moments.
Saving his two fellow officers, he was struck by Mr. Stewart's 9mm weapon a total of 7 times.
Smith stressed that Matthew Stewart was treated humanely behind bars, but he rejected mental health counseling. Smith defended the raid on Stewart's Ogden home 16 months ago.
The knock and out search warrant that was executed at the defendant's home on January 4th was challenged in court, and the court ruled that that warrant was constitutionally sound.
And Smith countered the family's claims that Stewart was a victim of a corrupt legal system. After all, he says, he grew marijuana. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. One of the Boston bombing suspects traveled abroad hoping to join a militant group. But why didn't it happen? Cleon Wall reports on the story live from the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Scott, that's something investigators are trying to figure out. The anonymous sources tell ABC that Tamerlan Tsarnaev traveled to Dagestan and even hung out with a guy who eventually hooked up with a militant group. But it's not clear why Tamerlan never decided to join. They say he was largely self-radicalized in the U.S. and was probably not happy with what he found when he traveled abroad. Some say Tsarnaev stuck out, because of his clothing and declarative statements that he knew more about Islam than he really did. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
In other national news, a bridge collapse in Washington State has exposed problems in tens of thousands of bridges across the country. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more.
In the collapsed I-5 bridge, civil engineer Maria Feng at Columbia University found two vulnerabilities that she said exist at thousands of the nation's bridges. The first is vehicle overload.
The truck has increased its size and weight. The bridges were not designed for that kind of loading.
And she said the I-5 bridge was what's known as non-redundant.
That prevents loads from being redistributed if something fails.
The American Society of Civil Engineers rates 1 in 9 American bridges structurally deficient. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Now, the principal of the Oklahoma Elementary School, where 7 children died in a tornado this week, says teachers did everything they could to save lives. Plaza Towers Elementary School principal Amy Simpson says the children regularly had tornado drills and bravely faced the powerful storm. Simpson says some teachers took the weight of collapsed walls on their bodies in order to save the children.
Politics on KSL News Radio. President Obama handed out the diplomas at the Naval Academy graduation and also had advice for the newly graduated midshipmen. Here's ABC's Ann Compton.
One day after telling the country he has narrowed the focus of the fight against terrorism, President Obama welcomed the newest officers of the U.S. military, more than 1,000 Navy ensigns and Marine second lieutenants. He urged them to uphold the honor of the military, which he called the most respected institution in the country.
He also addressed the military sexual controversy, saying it has no place in the greatest military on earth.
Toronto Mayor Rob Ford denies allegations of drug use. Speaking today, Ford denied published reports that he was caught on video smoking crack.
I do not use crack cocaine, nor am I an addict of crack cocaine.
Now, despite his denials, Ford is facing serious opposition, with even former supporters who are calling for him to resign and enter rehab.
Insiders say the current wave of political crisis surrounding the White House is causing at least some damage. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has results from the latest KSLUtahPolicy.com survey.
Inside the Beltway, the GOP has been having a heyday.
Drip, drip, drip. Every day there's something new.
In Utah, even Democratic insiders agree issues involving the IRS and Justice Department subpoenas of reporters' telephone records are at least somewhat damaging to the White House. But there's a big difference of opinion over Benghazi. 91% of Republican insiders think the events there are somewhat or very damaging. Only 38% of Democratic insiders think so. Republicans and Democrats are nearly even, though, in believing the IRS scandal is somewhat damaging to the Obama administration. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
UDOT and UHP getting ready for the 100 deadliest days. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And we still have some slowdowns, but for the most part, things are clearing out nicely out there. We'll check your traffic and weather together on the 9s.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Hey, if you own a home or you want to own a home, you need to call American Financing today. They'll guide you through the lending process with their salary-based mortgage consultants, whose main objective is to offer you the best customer service and a loan that meets your individual needs. If you still haven't refinanced your FHA loan, you cannot afford to wait any longer. You must call American Financing today. The government is making significant changes to FHA loans. The big change will be the duration of time the mortgage insurance is required. After June 3rd, 2013, FHA loans may be required to carry mortgage insurance for the life of the loan. This could cost you tens of thousands of dollars. There are several types of loan programs that do not require mortgage insurance, and American Financing can help you finance any of these. If you've been hesitant about refinancing or purchasing, wait no longer. Call American Financing now before these changes go into effect. 801-485-3838. That's 801-485-3838. Or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quiksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. That's outlets at TraverseMountain.com. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284. For more, visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com.
Plane bound for Britain. I'm ABC's Tom Rivers with that story coming up.
KSL News Time now, 6:08. Two Provo residents are dead after a motorhome crashes into a condo complex in St. George. Highway Patrol Trooper Joe Pastor says the 40-foot motorhome swerved off the freeway after it looks to have blown a tire.
It crashed through the garages of the two units that were attached. There were people home at the time, but none of those people within the homes were injured at all.
Susan and Stephen Clark were in the front of that motorhome and both died. Eight kids riding in the back only had minor injuries.
UDOT and the Utah Highway Patrol are gearing up for the 100 deadliest days on Utah's roads that begin this weekend. KSL News Radio's Andy Farnsworth explains on the road to zero fatalities.
The stretch from Memorial Day to Labor Day is what UDOT and UHP call the 100 deadliest days.
That's where we'll see about 35%
of an increase in fatalities over the next 100 days.
UDOT spokesperson John Gleason says they've had fewer traffic deaths in 2013 so far, 53 compared to 74 at this point last year. But he says they're wary because summer seems to bring out the lead foot in people.
In the summer months, weather conditions are a little bit more cohesive for higher speeds.
And those higher speeds mean a higher likelihood that a crash becomes a fatal one. Andy Farnsworth, KSL News Radio.
And let's get another update of traffic and weather together. Triple team traffic coverage for you on KSL, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And here's Mark Christiansen.
Well, for the most part, I-15 looks great here in the Salt Lake Valley. 201 westbound, hanging in there with little or no problems. If you're making your way from I-15 towards 215 on the west side there, and then continued further westbound, Bangor 5600, they're all cooperating and in pretty good shape. 215, the west side belt, still holding on to a little bit of that slower traffic from 1300 west towards I-15 due to that earlier accident at 7th. They do have all lanes open now if you're headed eastbound, no problems there. And then further southbound on I-15, just slow between 80th and about 9500 south, and then again over 106th. And minor slowing as you approach Bangor, but then it intensifies a little over the point of the mountain, Heather.
Mark, as you leave the point of the mountain, head into Lehi, we still have a few bits of heavy traffic. It's starting to ease up there. Then it looks great. All the way down to US 6, that is where we still have that stop-and-go traffic in place. Down into Benjamin, I think that's going to stay there the weekend due to some road construction. Ricky?
Heather, for those northbound on I-15, all clear. The earlier spots of slowing that we had, just a small area there at Parrish Lane in Centerville, and then going through Kaysville and Layton, we have good speeds returning once again. So, as you're leaving downtown, you're good to go. All the way up from Davis County into Ogden. Over to the east, we have that accident in Parley's Canyon eastbound on I-80 blocking the left lane of traffic, causing a little bit of backup in the area approaching Mountaindale. Use Oakdale Egg Farm's organic compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit oakdale.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
From the KSL Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Lene Meyer. The nice weather continues into our Memorial Day weekend. Temperatures overnight tonight dropping to the mid-50s. Lots of sunshine on Saturday, warming us to the mid-80s. We're back in the mid-80s on Sunday with a little more cloud cover. And more clouds move in on Memorial Day, but highs still reach the low 80s. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Lene Meyer, KSL News Radio.
And right now downtown, 75 degrees. Well, you're going to want to join us again at this hour next week because things are going to change. You've got a great Memorial Day weekend in front of you, but it's going to change next week. And you're going to want to be with us for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. We'll give you the very latest and let you know what's happening with the extended forecast to 20 and 50 down the road.
Keep it here at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news traffic and weather station.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy 9 productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, While Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
If you own anything stainless in your kitchen, you can't help but admire the beauty of it when it's clean. But if anyone at all lives in your house, then you're constantly cleaning the stainless. Spray a little or a lot on the refrigerator, over to the dishwasher. Don't forget the stove and oven. The amount of time you spend cleaning it makes it not worth having. And then when the kids raid the refrigerator, well, let's not even go there. And scratches, well, you definitely need Protect and Shine. Protect and Shine not only helps stainless steel appliances look their best, it prevents harmful bacteria buildup while promoting a germ-free environment. Just a one-time application can last you up to 5 years, and your cleaning time is cut by 90%. You really have to see how it works. Go online right now, protectandshine.com, and get the details. That's protect, the letter N, shine.com. Fall in love with stainless again. Protect and Shine.
Tuesday's Doug Wright Show will be joined by all three of the major councils that serve the state of Utah and even beyond. Great Salt Lake, National Parks, Trapper Trails, the Boy Scouts of America here to talk about the national new inclusion policies on the Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Get updated on the quarter hour with KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Matthew Stewart's death leaves a lot of unanswered questions for the father of the slain Ogden police officer. I'm KSL News Radio's Mark Jupe.
Other local stories we're following this hour. FBI agents think they found the guy responsible for a pair of Salt Lake area bank robberies. John Eugene Walker is believed to have hit a Zions Bank in Sandy and a U.S. Bank in Salt Lake County this month. Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Good traffic pattern in Davis County, northbound, southbound, and for that fact as well here in the Salt Lake Valley. No major problems until you get to about 123rd and then over the point and through Lehigh. It's going to be tough. And then the south end of Provo right through Spanish Fork. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
The great weather continues on. Mainly clear skies tonight with temperatures in the mid-50s, warming to the mid-80s with sunshine for Saturday afternoon. I'm Lene Meyer with weather on the KSL Extra.
Still 75 downtown. Now, the new details emerging from the Susan Cox Powell case has some domestic violence advocates saying women might see parallels in their own lives. The director of the Salt Lake Area Family Justice Center at the YWCA, Asha Parik, says if a person feels threatened at home, they need to find someone that they can trust.
There is a great deal of silence and shame that victims often experience that are in this situation.
Now, she says if a person doesn't feel comfortable confiding with family members, people at the Family Justice Center will be happy to listen and help. Two men have been arrested over an incident on a Pakistani plane bound for Britain. We get more from ABC's Tom Rivers in London.
Just 10 minutes from landing at Manchester Airport, the Pakistan International Airlines flight from Lahore was diverted to Stansted Airport just north of London. A British fighter jet was scrambled and escorted it down. Two passengers were taken off and have been arrested on suspicion of endangering an aircraft. It's thought they may have been joking about a bomb on the plane.
Those arrests come as many police forces across Britain have stepped up patrols in recent days following the suspected terror attack in South London. Now, David Hagan puts his unique spin on the headlines with Hagan's Take coming up at 6:20. But first, our top national story this hour. A federal judge says an Arizona Sheriff's Department engages in racial profiling. The judge says the sheriff systematically singled out Latinos with its immigration patrols. The judge also says Arpaio prolonged the detentions of people who were pulled over. Now, for more of our top national stories, here's Cleon Wall at the KSL National News Desk.
President Obama delivers a message on sexual abuse in the military to Naval Academy graduates. ABC's Jonathan Carl was in Annapolis, Maryland.
What he's trying to accomplish here is to say this is a top priority to the President of the United States. As he said last week when he had the military leaders here to the White House to talk about it, to the victims of sexual assault in the military, the commander-in-chief has your back.
The president says sex assaults threatens the trust and discipline of the U.S. military. No one answered the tax help hotline today at the IRS. Other federal government agencies were shut down today because of mandatory furloughs. About 5% of the federal workforce got a four-day weekend, but they probably didn't want it. The woman who had an affair with former CIA Director David Petraeus says she regrets the relationship. Paula Broadwell says it has caused grief for her family. Broadwell credited her husband and friends for standing by her as she rebuilds her life. Northern California is still shaking following Thursday night's earthquake. More than 50 aftershocks have already been felt, and more may be expected. ABC's Matt Keller has been talking to seismologists in Menlo Park.
The possibility of an aftershock 5.0 or larger is at about 20%, while the possibility of an earthquake larger than last night's 5.7 earthquake is at 10%.
Okay, here's a simple math problem. 9 times 9, you know, it's 81. But a Chicago third grader got credit for the answer, HOSA. That's because Blackhawks hockey player Marion Hossa's number is 81. The teacher did mark up the quiz and put on there, "What is this?" Once the student explained it, she gave the teacher her credit for the answer. She said she likes the girl's creativity.
Good
KSL News Time is 6:19.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Triple team traffic coming your way next at 19 past the hour, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealership. Let's head back to the traffic center. Mark, how are we doing?
Well, it's cleaning up quite nicely here in the Salt Lake Valley. Just the south end will show the heavier traffic between 90th South, stretching right into about 123rd South, and it breaks up a little bit, and then it slows down up and over the point of the mountain into Utah County. I don't see any problems with eastbound 80 through Sugar House leading towards Parley's. I don't see any problems on the east or west side, Belt Route or 201 as well. Heather?
Mark, we do still have that slowing at the top of Utah County right through Lehigh. It's picking up a little bit, though. Then you'll have really good speeds till you hit US 6, and even that is starting to break up just a little bit. The speeds are not quite as slow now, so hopefully within the next half hour, you'll have good speeds as you make your way all the way past the Spanish Fork area. Ricky?
Heather, it is a delay-free drive once again for those headed northbound on I-15, leaving downtown Salt Lake City, approaching 6 North all the way to Ogden in Weber County. Before joint pain sidelines you, choose a health care plan that partners with a Mountain Star Healthcare Network. Visit MountainStarHealth.com for a hospital or clinic near you. Mountain Star, not bigger, just better. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for KSL's Accurate and Dependable 7-Day Forecast. Here's Lene Meyer.
Hey guys, good Friday to you. A nice-looking start to our weekend, and a nice-looking weekend it will be. Mid-80s for the highs on Saturday after temperatures tonight drop to the mid-50s, so slightly cool to start, but warming up nicely with lots of sunshine for both Saturday and Sunday. Highs on Sunday reach the mid-80s as well. A little more cloud cover on Memorial Day. Temperatures go down just a bit, 81 degrees, but the rain should hold off till at least Tuesday and Wednesday. That's when we see cooler temperatures as well. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Lene Meyer, KSL News Radio.
Right now it's like a few clouds and 75 degrees.
Well, it's time for Hagan's Take, a lighthearted look at the biggest news of the week.
And here's KSL News Radio's David Hagan.
An IRS division asked for tons of paperwork from groups if they happen to have the words Tea Party or Freedom in their names and asked them some odd questions.
How much money do you have in your wallet? Who do you get emails from? Whose sign do you put up in your front yard?
Please detail the content of the members of your organization's prayers.
This is a tax question?
The woman in charge of that department was hauled before Congress, but she had vowed they're not getting nothing out of me. I'm no stool pigeon. I'm pleading the fifth.
I will not answer any questions or testify about the subject matter of this committee's meeting.
We will take your refusal as a refusal to testify. The witness and counsel are dismissed.
That showed her. The White House counsel's office said it knew about the problem weeks ago, but did not bother telling President Obama.
I'm not a crook.
Despite first claiming to be blindsided by all of it, we now know that his deputy chief of staff was even involved in the planning of the announcement. Drip, drip, drip.
If they bring her back, she may just plead the fifth again. Right. If you're ever audited by the IRS, why don't you try that and see what happens to you? That's Hagan's Take, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Get more of David's unusual take on the news tonight on the Nightside Project. Nightside. 7 till 10 tonight on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
Now we know that each tumor may have a different genetic makeup.
Several different molecular types of lung cancer have been identified,
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor,
doctors can try to determine what's causing the cancer to grow.
It's a different way of looking at lung cancer.
Because lung cancer can affect anyone.
The young or old.
Smokers or non-smokers.
You or me.
Knowing the molecular profile of my tumor helped determine my treatment options.
Anyone can get lung cancer. And not all lung cancers are the same. Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. Visit lungcancerprofiles.com to learn more. That's lungcancerprofiles.com. A public service of six leading lung cancer advocacy groups.
The facts are shocking. One in four Utahns is obese, and the numbers are rising.
Obesity-related healthcare costs could increase by four times in a few short years.
It's time we all take control of our lives and our health. That's why KSL News
and Intermountain Healthcare
are teaming together to make 2013 the year when
each of us lives well and enjoys better health.
Watch for weekly features and reports from KSL News
and feel better with your life, your health.
It's the Nightside Night Sack.
Ethan's not here today, but I found a story that I think he would enjoy, and I think you will too. A woman has lost 90 pounds, and she revealed how she did it by eating every meal and drinking all of her drinks at Starbucks. That's right, at every meal at the coffee chain. It's also been announced that she's gone bankrupt after spending $17 on lattes every single meal. Hit us with an email, nightside@ksl.com, if you want it read on the Night Sack.
Sutherland's Home and Garden Spring Catalog has arrived, filled with spring buys, ideas, specials, and more. A new deck not only adds value to your home, but it also creates an enjoyable outdoor space. Build a sturdy, low-maintenance deck with Cimarron composite decking for $150 per linear foot, compared to $249. Does your cedar fence need a little TLC? 1x4x6-inch cedar fence boards are just 99 cents each. Show weeds who's boss with Roundup ready-to-use weed and grass killer for just $649 after mail-in rebate. Shade your windows or porch with outdoor roll-up window shades at up to 80% off. We have three sizes to choose from. Check out our tool sale. Right now, you can get a 2400 PSI pressure washer for only $249. That's $120 off. Sutherland's, serving Salt Lake for over 40 years. Located on the corner of Redwood Road and North Temple. Check out these deals and more online at Sutherland's.com.
A $1.4 billion terminal at Kennedy Airport, strengthening its hand in the battle for the lucrative New York travel market. The expanded concourse replaces a decrepit terminal built by Pan Am in the 1960s and offers sweeping views of the airport, upscale food and shopping options, and increased seating. Markets will take a couple of days off while you do. The Dow finished the day up 9 points, so when we open on Tuesday, 15,303 is where we'll start. The NASDAQ down 4, the S&P dropped by 1. Watching Utah's Money at 25 and 55, past the hour on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1168.
Memorial Day, 2013.
Hi, I'm Specialist Ronald Twitchell. I'd like to give a shout-out to my wife and daughters in Provo, Utah.
KSL remembers our troops serving overseas.
Hi, I'm Sergeant Andrew Jay. I'm deployed here to Katmani, Afghanistan. Just want to say hi to my wife, Cindy, and my son, Austin.
Hi, this is Specialist Deidre Blackhorse. I love you and miss you all, and I'll be home soon.
Hi, my name is Specialist Barker. I want to give a shout-out to my in-laws in Clearfield, Utah.
And we remember those who have given their lives in our service. This Memorial Day, we thank you. From KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really? Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity. Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
DavesBernina.com.
At
Time for another check of Triple Team Traffic on KSL News Radio, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And first, here's Mark Christiansen.
Well, we've hit freeway speeds the entire stretch of I-15 here in the Salt Lake Valley, both north and southbound, actually moving quite well. 215s in great shape, and A-80 from I-15 headed through right up and through the canyon towards Park City looks in great shape as well. No more delays that way. It looks like South Jordan Police out on an accident 3200 west and 114th south. Heather?
Mark, your biggest problem right now is going to be southbound I-15 as you leave Bangor Highway, make your way around the point of the mountain. Looks like that point still has a bit of stop-and-go traffic there. Then it eases up a bend, just a bit heavy as you make your way through Lehigh. Then it's all at freeway speeds until you hit US 6, and that's where we still have a little bit of slowdown, but that, too, is improving very quickly. Ricky?
It's a nice ride, Heather. For those going northbound on I-15, you've got good speeds and no problems from downtown all the way through Davis County. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey guys, it's a great start to our Friday and the nice weather gets to continue through the weekend. Yay for us. Temperatures overnight tonight will drop to the mid-50s, think mostly clear skies, and mostly clear skies tomorrow will mean lots of sunshine. Highs warming to the mid-80s. We're back in the mid-80s again on Sunday, and Monday a little bit cooler for your Memorial Day with temperatures warming to about 81 degrees and a few more clouds. We'll hold off on the rain chances, but they come back into play Tuesday, Wednesday, possibly even through Thursday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Lene Meyer, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News time now, 6:30. Sunny in Salt Lake City and warm, 75 degrees.
Still a few slower speeds going around the point. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top story this hour, the KSL and the Deseret News Today obtained new police records in the Susan Cox Powell case that reveal the strategy West Valley City Police hoped to use to catch her husband, Josh. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has been poring over the papers and is live with the very latest. Paul?
Well, Scott, yeah, the strategy behind the wiretaps they were asking for was to turn up the heat on Josh and Stephen Powell. Documents show that they believed that if they did this, the father and son would not only talk about the case, but they would try to destroy or hide evidence. However, they did not target communication between Josh and his brother, Michael. People interviewed by officers say Josh Powell openly spoke about the idea of getting away with murder. He reportedly told one friend that Mark Hacking screwed up in disposing of his wife's body. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
West Valley City Police were careful not to call him a suspect, but the newly released Susan Cox Powell investigation documents show detectives kept an extremely close eye on her husband, Josh. KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley continues our team coverage.
Police hit a GPS tracker on Josh Powell's minivan very early on in the investigation. It notified them anytime he left Salt Lake County. On December 11th, 2009, detectives tailed Josh as he visited a gravel pit near Clive. A DEA aircraft became involved in the tracking as early as December 14th. That's just a week after Susan's disappearance. And after Josh moved into his father's house in Washington State, detectives repeatedly traveled there. They placed cameras around the house to watch the comings and goings, and even followed both Steve and Josh Powell for days in cars cloaked with Washington State license plates. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Some labor groups are having a change of heart when it comes to the new health care law. Cleon Wall explains from the KSL National News Desk.
Scott and Tim, the heartburn comes from people covered under multi-employer health plans. Employers and unions contribute to the plan, and construction workers, transportation workers use this type of insurance a lot. It's expensive, but over 20 million workers use the benefits even during times of unemployment. But the Affordable Care Act has added to health insurance costs. Two union groups say employers may now be tempted to drop coverage and let workers fend for themselves through health exchanges. One union official says it would make President Obama a liar because millions of workers would not be able to keep their insurance. Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
President Obama had advice and warnings for graduates at the U.S. Naval Academy ceremonies. Here's ABC's White House correspondent Ann Compton.
Looking out over the white uniforms of more than 1,000 new officers, President Obama called the military the most respected institution in the country. He warned misconduct by just a few hurts.
Those who commit sexual assault are not only committing a crime, they threaten the trust and discipline that makes our military strong.
The graduates took their oath to protect and defend.
Welcome aboard, shipmates.
Ann Compton, ABC News.
Other national stories we're following. Taking a holiday weekend road trip will be a bit more difficult in Washington state. And the collapse of an I-5 bridge there has drivers in other states wondering whether they're safe. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
The picture of a crumpled bridge in the water is shocking. But Maria Feng, a civil engineer at Columbia University, says it should not be surprising.
We are dealing with the aging and a deteriorating infrastructure.
The American Society of Civil Engineers says 1 in 9 American bridges is structurally deficient, while fixing all of them would be a tremendous task. Feng says there is technology that could help. She's developing sensors that raise alarms when a bridge needs attention. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A deadly start to the holiday weekend as a motorhome leaves the freeway and crashes into a home in St. George. KSL News Radio's Cheryl Worsley has more.
The Highway Patrol says the 40-foot motorhome apparently blew a tire, which caused it to go off the freeway and smashed into a condo complex right through a garage. Susan and Stephen Clark of Provo were in the front. They died. 8 kids in the back had just minor injuries.
Police say if the motorhome would have rolled into the condos, many more people could have lost their lives.
Well, people looking for a place to go for Memorial Day have a new option if they're in New Jersey. The Jersey Shore reopens for the summer season today, a little more than 6 months after being devastated by Superstorm Sandy. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says it's time to get back out there.
Let's open up the beach, everybody.
Now, several parts of the state are still a mess 6 months after Sandy dealt billions of dollars in damage to the coastline.
A woman has been arrested at her home in a quiet Kansas town where she is accused of running L.A. Street gangs. The story from ABC's Alex Stone.
Police here in L.A. say Cecilia Virgin De Leon was calling the shots for L.A. street gangs from her home in Salina, Kansas, a town recently named one of the best places to retire. Her neighbors say they had no idea.
She'd never speak to none of us.
Police are telling us Virgin De Leon was working for the Mexican Mafia and was in charge of ordering assaults and the movement of drugs within L.A. County jails, all from her home office in Kansas. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
An unusual place to discover a gun at Salt Lake Airport. I'm Peter Seymour.
Well, the smart ones are leaving right now for their weekend instead of battling the earlier traffic. Looks like it's clearing out. We'll check your traffic and weather together on the nines.
If you missed the last Gerber Viper toilet sale at Whipple Service Champions, then pay attention. We just got a brand new truckload of Gerber Viper 1.6 gallon super flush toilets in, and they're on sale. These are the same elongated toilets we sold last year, now at even a better price. Retail price installed is regularly $599. We sold them last year for $399. Right now, we'll put a brand new Gerber Viper Power Flush elongated toilet in your home for $199 installed, and at the same time save you money on your monthly water bill. We're going to sell these to you installed for $199, but just until they're gone. It's just that simple. So call Whipple Service Champions today at 801-444-FAST. That's 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Member FINRA SIPC.
Something new under the sun. Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson are the Browsers. 1-3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 6:45, phone it in Friday for the Nightside Project, especially leading into the holiday weekend. Well, we'll see exactly what Ethan and Alex are planning for tonight.
KSL News Time, 6:38. Well, he almost made it, but Salt Lake International Airport agents stopped a man with a loaded gun at a checkpoint. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports that Jeffrey McClure kept it inside his boot.
And strapped to his prosthetic leg.
To have the firearm on the individual, it's unusual. We've had 19 this year, and I believe this is the first one that wasn't in a carry-on that came to the checkpoint.
TSA spokeswoman Lori Danker says a body scanner detected the Johnson 22 caliber pistol with six bullets plus one inside the chamber. Airport police arrested McClure, though he had a ticket to Charlotte.
Once you've entered the screening process, it is too late to say, oops, I forgot.
That's what McClure told police. With travel season picking up, Dankers reminds travelers to check themselves for restricted items. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Now, the man suspected of killing an Ogden narcotics agent, Jared Frankham, is dead himself now, apparently committing suicide in the Weber County Jail last night. Weber County Attorney D. Smith let loose this morning about the case, defending the actions of the officers who had raided Matthew David Stewart's home.
Stewart's family maintains he's a victim of a corrupt justice system.
There's kind of a good old boy attitude that everyone backs everybody up. I feel like he just kind of knew, he knew what was going, he knew he wanted to do it on his own terms, and I think we've all come to peace with that already.
Ernest Stewart is Matthew Stewart's sister-in-law. The family says it disputes some of the facts the DA spoke of today and criticized the timing of revealing those details on their day of mourning. Time again for a look at traffic and weather together with Triple Team Traffic for the Memorial Weekend, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Mark, back to you.
Well, just been meandering through the various cameras from the downtown area right into South Salt Lake, Murray, and Sandy. It looks great. Traffic is moving. What little traffic there is on I-15 is moving at freeway speeds or above, both north and southbound. All the big delays we had at the south end on 215 have cleared out. That freeway looks pretty clean as well. 201 westbound, I-80 eastbound. Boy, you're all in great shape at the moment here. Heather?
Mark, unfortunately, we're still going to have a little bit of delay southbound 15 right as you make your way from Bangor Highway around the point of the mountain, and the point is the worst. That's where occasionally we still run into that stop-and-go traffic. Then it eases up, and traffic is flowing quite nicely all the way down to US 6. A little bit of slow traffic still remains through that road construction zone as you make your way through Spanish Fork and into Benjamin. Ricky?
Heather, northbound traffic just sailing along from downtown through Davis County all the way into Ogden Legacy Parkway, Highway 89, both of those also in good shape. Get your business ranked on Google. Visit rocketwebdesign.com. They'll also build your website for free with the purchase of Search Engine Optimization Package. Get found on Google, rocketwebdesign.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
From the KSL Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Lene Meyer. The great weather continues into our Memorial Day weekend. Temperatures tonight will be dropping to the mid-50s, but with lots of sunshine tomorrow, we warm right back up to the mid-80s. The sunshine continues on Sunday with just a few more clouds, and highs once again reach the mid-80s. Slightly cooler on Monday with a few more clouds moving in. Rain should hold off till Tuesday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the night, I'm meteorologist Lene Meyer, KSL News Radio.
And right now in Salt Lake, we've got mostly cloudy skies, 77 degrees.
KSL News Time, 6:40.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quiksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, visit outlets at traversemountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. That's outlets at traversemountain.com. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284. For more, visit outlets at traversemountain.com.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com today to win great prizes, like a Yellowstone getaway to Three Bear Lodge Resort, courtesy of the Montana Office of Tourism. Or enter to win tickets to the Utah Shakespeare Festival, opening June 24th in Cedar City. Plus, find out more about the KSL Family Book Festival, featuring the Utah Foster Care Foundation's Chalk Art Festival, Saturday, June 15th at the Gateway. Log on today and win at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy nine productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, 12 Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
I have the perfect place for you to celebrate Memorial Weekend, historic Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. Take one of the scenic road trips and then top it off with a delightful stay at Ruby's Inn. Did you know Ruby's Inn is one of the best lodging and hospitality facilities in Bryce? Amazing activities and festivals, horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, nightly cowboy cookouts, and much more. If you've never been to Bryce Canyon, you are really missing out. Begin your journey off I-15 into Parowan, taking Utah's newest national scenic byway, winding into one of my favorites, Patchwork Parkway 143, for beautiful summer colors found at Cedar Breaks National Monument in Panguitch. But wait, there's so much more. Make your way through Utah's All-American National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's best lodging facilities like Ruby's Inn. To learn more about the Bryce Canyon area, visit rubysinn.com. That's rubysinn.com.
She made the announcement before the GOP state convention, Mia Love, running again for the 4th District congressional seat. And Mia will join us on Tuesday's Doug Wright Show here at KSL News Radio.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Special breaking news and traffic on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, KSL has obtained unedited versions of wiretap and tracking requests filed by West Valley City Police in the Susan Cox Powell case. They spell out how detectives tried to trick her husband and father-in-law into revealing what happened to Susan.
Other local stories, we're following state troopers. Expect a busy weekend, but they're hoping to avoid any more highway deaths. Memorial Day weekend begins what they call the 100 deadliest days of travel on state roads.
Let's look at those roads with traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller dealerships.
Only hectic spot still over the point of the mountain, and that just kind of mellowing out as time goes on. Between Bangor and leading right into Lehigh, just about to the 92 off-ramp, if you're headed southbound, it'll be a little bit slow. Mark Christiansen, the KSL Traffic Center.
More nice weather on the way. A mild night with temperatures in the mid-50s, warming to the mid-80s with more sunshine for your Saturday afternoon. I'm Lene Meyer with weather on the KSL Extra.
And right now in Salt Lake, 77 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour. The search is underway for a temporary span to replace a collapsed section of bridge in Washington State. A 160-foot section of the bridge over the Skagit River fell when a truck bumped against the steel framework. Two vehicles fell into the river, but nobody was killed.
KSL Politics, in-depth news and analysis from the political world. Here's KSL News Radio's Ethan Miller.
Chris Christie is governor of New Jersey, and he's always been clear about his feelings for the MTV show Jersey Shore.
Snooki is from Poughkeepsie, the situation from Staten Island. They parachuted these losers into New Jersey. And they want to make all of you believe that they're in New Jersey. They're not. And I've told Cuomo a number of times, take them back. And he is not at all anxious to do so.
So it was particularly awkward when Governor Christie and Snooki met face to face at the reopening of the boardwalk.
I just wanted to meet you and just...
Well, thanks for tweeting at me. I appreciate it. We'll do our best.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. Good to meet you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Snooki summed it up best.
He just doesn't like us.
Yeah. I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
Nightside coming up in about 10 minutes or so, and Alex is here now to give us a little preview. How was Seriously Thursday Night?
Oh, it was awesome. You know, it was a little bit windy, and I will say, too, the governor, with his ringing endorsement of Decadence Cafe, really helped out. So
that's good.
So that's really good. No, it was a fun show last night, and line out the door. That's the second time we've done that there, so it was a fun time. Yeah. Tonight, we've got Who Asked You, which means people get to call in and, you know, make peace with the world, however they want to do it. If they want to, you know, get on and talk about how bad the drivers are in Idaho or how bad California people are in general, they can do that. They can praise their mom or, you know, oh, hey, Memorial Day shout outs.
Yeah, you know, all that kind of stuff. Folks that served in the military.
You know, we've got a Pursuit of Happiness Memorial Day edition. We'll talk about things you can do this Memorial Day. Plus, the U.S. is apparently, compared to the rest of the civilized world, lagging considerably when it comes to vacation time. Do we deserve more vacation time and time off? And the answer is yes, a resounding yes. But I mean, honestly, when you compare it to other countries,
in Europe, they take like the whole month of August as holiday.
And they're socialists. So let's just see how we figure this thing out. No, we've got in your Facebook, teens actually hate Facebook, according to a new Pew Research. They hate Facebook.
Yeah. Too many old people. Too much drama.
But they feel like they have to. But they feel like they have to stay on it to like stay connected.
That's not good news for
Mark Zuckerberg.
If the next generation doesn't like this stuff. Well, I've got an idea for the show too. How about a fundraiser to get a new screen for that phone of yours? Holy cow! Did you see that thing?
No, this is a.
He keeps blaming his kids. I've seen it. He keeps blaming his kids for that.
I've got a 2 and a 4-year-old, Tim. Wow. So I consider this a win that it's still actually functioning. So.
All right. That much more on a Phone It In Friday for the Nightside Project. Let's get you another update of Triple Team traffic coverage on KSL, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And we start out with Mark Christiansen.
No problem. Salt Lake Valley here. It looks very smooth. I-15 from downtown. No problems if you're just having to leave the downtown area. I'm sorry if you have to leave this late, but you can get a good start, and you'll be on your way at freeway speeds wherever you need to go. Westbound on 201 looks really good, all the way through I-80 at the Lake Point there, and then if you need to continue further westbound on 80, no problems to Tooele or points further westbound. Heather?
Mark, I-15 southbound still has just a little bit of slowdown right at the point of the mountain, but that is quickly easing. No real problems as you make your way right at Bangor Highway, so it's really just the point that's the issue. And then you'll have great speeds as you continue south into Spanish Fork. A little bit of slowing through the road construction zone, but that is easing, and no accidents northbound 15 through Utah County. Ricky?
Heather, northbound traffic has been a little bit busy at times in Davis County, but it is just sailing along, and that's from 6 North downtown through Davis County all the way into Ogden. Use Oakdale Egg Farm's organic compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit Oakdale.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We call it accurate and dependable, this 7-day forecast, and it's a good one through your Memorial Day.
Hey guys, looking for a fantastic holiday weekend? Temperatures tonight will drop into the mid-50s. Great, even though if you're heading out on Friday night, just maybe take a light jacket if you're a little cool-natured. Other than that, you're going to love the weather. Hey, tomorrow afternoon, t-shirts all around. Temperatures warming about 10 degrees above average, mid-80s for both Saturday and Sunday afternoons. We'll start to see a little more cloud cover heading into Monday, Memorial Day, but I think the rain will hold off till Tuesday and Wednesday. That's good news. Temperatures will be in the low 80s on Monday and then dropping to the mid-70s for Tuesday and Wednesday. We're trafficking weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Lene Meyer, KSL News Radio.
Still warm out there, 77 degrees.
KSL Broadcast Group contests are open to participants 13 years of age and older that are residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada, unless otherwise specified. Employees or agents of the station, Bonneville International Corporation, other area radio stations, or any entity associated with the contest may not enter. Persons who have won in the last 90 days from a station contest or event are not eligible. Full general contest rules are available at KSL.com.
My mom and dad both have health issues, so yeah, when my doctor recommended preventive care for me, I knew he was right. So I left his office and called Regions. With the new healthcare laws, you want to understand what's covered right now and what's not, and what's going to change. They made it plain as day. I mean, really, I just want to do the right things for my health. I'm glad my health plan supports me.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are 4 times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
From practical to playful, Clairfield City is home to Lifetime Products, the largest manufacturer of residential basketball equipment, heavy-duty plastic tables and chairs, and outdoor sheds. Clairfield City, the city that literally has it made, is right here in our own backyard. From practical everyday products, Lifetime folding tables and chairs, gardening sheds and composters, to playful products, basketball standards, teeter-totters, swing sets, to kayaks and paddleboards. Lifetime makes products to fit your lifestyle, no matter what you're into. Shooting hoops, organizing get-togethers, planting a vegetable garden, or kayaking down a river. Lifetime Products makes durable, lasting products. Impressive manufacturers, a first-class city. That's Clairfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth for our local community. Now you know why the slogan, "We've Got It Made," is true. It's not just about basketball standards, but a standard of living. It's a way of life. Clairfield City.
As low as 2.69%. Go to UCCU.com.
Watching Utah's Money, Amazon is once again shaking up traditional publishing models. This time, it's giving fans a chance to add their own personal touches to their favorite fiction and get paid in the process. This week, Amazon.com announced Kindle Worlds, which offers aspiring writers the opportunity to pen their own takes on franchises in books, TV, movies, and even games and comics.
Take a quick look at your money at this moment. The Dow finished the day up 9 points, 15,303. The NASDAQ was off 4. The S&P dropped 1.
Watching Utah's money at 25 and 55 past the hour on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1168.
Join the KSL Block Party on our Facebook page and win thousands of dollars in prizes. Visit Facebook.com/KSL News Radio and enter to win our Block Party giveaway. You could win a month's mortgage from Mountain America Credit Union, and we'll throw in a new barbecue, Beach Cruiser Bikes, and a $200 gift certificate to Daisy Maids, courtesy of RC Willie and Grow Social. Enter to win by visiting Facebook.com/KSL News Radio. But you need to hurry. The Block Party ends June 3rd.
My daughter Pam got sick when she was studying abroad, and I just kind of panicked. I mean, here I am 5,000 miles away. So I checked with Regions, and with our plan, our family is covered just about everywhere. Then they helped me find a great doctor really close to where Pam was staying. You just want to be there for your kids, wherever they are. Our health plan sure helps.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
On the calm side, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Mark, back to you.
Very quiet evening. UHP taking a break after a hectic afternoon, and travelers enjoying the open spaces on I-15, both north and south down here in the Salt Lake Valley. Absolutely no problems. 215s in great shape. 201 I-80 eastbound through Parley's is working quite well up toward towards Park City, and even further eastbound if you're headed out to do a little camping. Heather?
Mark, the delays around the point of the mountain have finally eased up. That is flowing at freeway speeds. You might just run into a little bit of brake tapping, though, right around 18th North in Lehigh. Once you get past there, though, it's great. All the way down through Spanish Fork, even. Even the delays through that road construction zone are eased up quite a bit. No problems northbound 15. Ricky?
Heather, green for go. Northbound on I-15, leaving downtown through Davis County all the way up to Ogden. You've got a nice, smooth ride with no delays. Mosey Cloud backup by EMC. Protect your critical business files and securely access them from any computer, smartphone, or tablet with Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. Learn more at Mosey.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, thanks, you guys. Clear tonight, overnight low 54, and then sunny and temperatures in the low 80s all the way through Memorial Day.
Join us for the Outdoor Show first in the morning, followed by the Greenhouse and a special edition of the Greenhouse coming on Monday.
Have a great week.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL